Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, another room temperature adventure of Tyrus and Timf. We got breaking news this week. Our producer, Devin, is forcing us to do a story.
Yep.
So Timf is here, of course, and, Devin. So I'm not even going to waste any of our time talking, asking about our weeks and all that kind of stuff, pushing my book or, you know, all our successes. So go ahead, Devin. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, so I found this on Reddit. It's currently...
Ooh, that's reputable.
Right. It's actually been taken down recently, but somebody screenshotted it, so don't worry. I've got it.
Is that somebody's name Devin?
No. The forum is called AITA, which stands...
Am I the asshole?
Yes,
everybody
am I the
No, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Okay. So it says AITA for not having catering at my wedding. Here's the context.
I love this story. I've seen
yes.
this one.
So here's the context.
They're the asshole.
Me, female 28, and my fiance, male 30, just got married 2 months ago and we had our dream wedding. Everything was perfect, and I mean everything. My parents and his parents helped us pay for a great chunk of the wedding, so we would be debt-free, and we are so eternally grateful for that. The issue arose about a month and a half ago when my aunt started posting on Facebook about how disappointed she was with the whole ordeal, and a few guests sided with her. Background, my fiance and I are huge Disney fans, and we travel to Disney World as much as we can throughout the year.
Week.
Disney is such an important
part. Yeah, you already know they suck, right?
Yeah.
Not only to us, but also our marriage.
Yeah.
The issue was with our decision to not offer catering service / bar services at our wedding due to routing the money towards having a wedding Minnie and Mickey make appearances at our special day.
No way.
Yes. No booze, no food, but Mickey and Minnie.
For two out-of-work actors to be in a rat
suit. Dude.
The cost to have both Minnie and Mickey for a good chunk of time, 30 minutes, was almost exactly what our parents allotted for our catering budget. So we scheduled an appearance during our first dance and our wedding photos. Forgoing served food, quote, or in parentheses, though there were plenty of facilities at the venue where people could eat. My parents were still very supportive.
A vending machine.
Yeah.
My parents were still very supportive of us, but everyone else is being very passive aggressive about it on Facebook. Am I the asshole? Then there's an edit with more info. To those asking if the guests were warned, we clearly outlined in the invitations that there was food available at the venue. We didn't exactly spell out every restaurant's menu, but it was certainly mentioned. There were also vending machines available throughout. For everyone saying that it's too much for 30 minutes, I want to clarify that it was two 30-minute sessions on different days. The total was $2,750.
You could have got Gutfeld's Dolphin for $10 and literally could have got the same thing. These adults, right? These are grown
Disney adults, which
yes,
I talk about this a lot. I talk about this a lot. So on the one hand, these people are awful because they're Disney adults and people like that are strange. But also, so I understand why you'd be upset if you go to a wedding and there's no food and there's no booze, but there's like Times Square, you know? Cost, I'd be pissed. But also, you need to. I would never find myself in that situation.
No.
I would never find myself at a wedding like that because I am smart enough to know that this is the exact type of that a Disney adult would pull. If Disney is, as I said, a huge part of not just them, but their marriage and their relationship, it's kind of on you a little bit for keeping these people in your life. If it's your family, you can't really choose your family.
You
also cannot go, right?
Yeah.
You can also choose to be busy.
Yeah.
But if this is your friends, then okay, you know, you
re-evaluate.
Chose this for yourself. you can't be shocked when Disney adults, the worst of the worst, turn out to be the worst of the worst.
What were their vows? Was it like Mickey Mouse?
Oh, no doubt.
I have an image of the... Is there any pictures of this couple, by
there
the way?
There are not,
yeah,
no.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
I'm guessing they're white people.
Yeah, they're definitely white.
The post was taken down, so I'm assuming, you know, it's flooded. They did get a lot of responses, so...
Those of us who've made the mistake of going to Disney World or Disneyland have seen these adults who make it tough for the children to enjoy... Because they're screaming at Cinderella as she walks by as if she's the real one.
Mm-hmm.
And will stand in line. And then the one thing they do, and the last time I've gone to Disney World once, and I was like, never again. And I was standing in line to go in the Small World, to take my daughter in Small World.
Yeah.
And I'm a glutton for punishment because my knees are not going to feel good on this little boat. And this Disney adult decided to try to inform me and my daughter on the history of Small World. And it was hot. And while he was talking with his little Mickey Mouse hat on, I leaned over him and said, shut the fuck up or I'm going to drown you in the fucking water. You understand? And he stopped talking. I don't care. I don't care about the history. I don't give a shit. Turn around, face that way. It's 100 degrees. I don't want to hear your stories anymore. Please stop talking.
That was your last time at Disney.
And then because we had the VIP pass thing. So and he was just like, oh, and I was like, bruh. And he just kept looking at me and he was whispering to the other Disney adults in his party. Like, apparently I guess I'm what they call a party poop. I'm not with it. I'm not in the fantasy. I'm not living the Disney experience. No, I'm a grown ass man. Like, I don't have time for this. I'm just trying to take my daughter on the little song, you know, and see a bunch of little Greg Gutfeld sing in different cultures and stuff. But they had a whole clique. And like, before I knew it, there was like 20 of them. They like sound the alarm because apparently you can't be rude.
They had to turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, Disney adults, because Disney adults are the happiest people in the world. But I can't find what they're happy about. Like, I don't, because the Disney characters don't go to them. They go to the children. They avoid them.
Right, because that's your peers. If it's you're like, working, you're also
you're the
an
same
adult.
Age
you're
the same age. Cinderella.
Yeah, like the line for Cinderella, it was like four little girls in it. And the rest were the grown
25-year-old girls.
On the large size, adults, with Mickey Mouse hats that don't fit. Their hats don't fit. And they're all like different styles and like they took mouse ears to a whole other level.
There's also a rule at Disney World where if you're over a certain age, you cannot dress up to come into the parks. Like, you can't be dressed up in like a princess gown if you're over a certain age.
So at some point they had to stop it because they had to keep the diddlers from trying to get the kids.
A lot of the Disney adults, what they'll do is they'll like do a regular outfit, but it'll be like Snow White colors and like it'll be like a little skirt and stuff.
So shirts.
Yeah, like they can get away with like dressing up like their favorite character, but not,
you know,
dressing up.
Catherine, I'm not a journalist. Don't pretend to be, but Devin knows a lot about the...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so
she knows a
Devin,
lot
when's
about
the last
time
you went to Disney?
Yeah.
I was 12 years old.
Okay.
That was the last time I went.
Is Stone a Disney adult?
No.
Is there someone in your family? Do you have someone who suffers from Disney adultism?
I don't have anyone in my family. I'm sure
there is somebody. If you're listening,
yeah,
and you're a Disney adult, I want you to know that I don't take back anything I said, but there's still time to change and there is help available.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. It's not a pill. It's just grow the up.
Yeah.
Like, grow up.
You can call our Disney adult hotline, Tyerson Timpf, 1-800-TYERSON-TIMPF.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. Because I'm not going to hear your reasons why my answer is going to be the same.
If I offended you because you are a Disney adult, then goodbye, because I don't ever want to have any sort of interaction with your ass.
No, because I don't want to hear. Could you imagine that wedding?
Mm-mm.
What?
The playlist? Oh, just imagine the playlist.
We talked about, definitely Colors of the Wind is on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this somehow on Gutfeld like twice, But it's like, I knew people that like they did like a bachelorette party there because they're like, we can drink around the world. You know, expensive it is to
Disney's
do that.
So expensive.
You could just drink. You just go to Europe.
It's not about
go
the
to
money.
Actual Europe.
It's
It'll
not
cost
about the
you
money.
The same.
You could actually drink around the
you
world
could,
for less.
Going to
I'm
Disney.
Surprised their wedding wasn't catered by turkey legs.
Like
there should have been turkey legs everywhere.
And the defense is like, well, we had a vending machine,
right?
And
I
there
mean,
we said
have
this,
a Snickers
and
she, bar.
They said there would be food, but didn't specify that it meant at places around the venue.
Yeah, looks like there's a McDonald's on the corner.
Right, you got to go to Chipotle down the corner and bring it back to go. I just, if you were standing there, you're right, you're like watching them do their first dance and Mickey and Minnie come out.
I would
like,
have been gone.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's different. And then you're like standing there and you're waiting for the food and you're waiting for the food. When do you think that they would realize that they weren't getting food? Like, that's my thing.
Right.
Is like, you're standing there and you're standing there and you're like, okay, this.
I gotta be honest. As soon as I walked in and saw Mickey Mouse, I would have turned around, grabbed my gift and walked back out and then stared at whoever I was with going, don't ever, ever ask me to go to no shit like this again. This is ridiculous. They're like, hi, Mickey's here. That's not Mickey. His name is Troy.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing a, you paid $2,000 for a costume you could have went to Party City and got. Like this,
you could have had your cousins dressed up as Mickey
like,
and Minnie.
I get the professional Disney princesses that they hire out for birthday parties and stuff because
but they're not
$3,000. Ingrid and I did that one time. We did that for Georgie and it's not cheap.
But it wasn't $3,000.
But it was also for a child.
Yeah.
It was, for a child.
Georgie also had a unicorn at that thing, a little pony that had a horn taped to his little head. But and she had like three of the princesses there, right? And they don't break character.
No.
For nothing. So like if they don't even have cell phones or anything, like they do not break character. So even if someone tries to book them, they're like, you'll have to let my fairy godmother know. You know, like they don't break character. That's a Disney adult, a performing actress who's playing a part and they don't break the character. But if a Disney adult would have shown up to my daughter's party, I would have stuffed their Mickey Mouse hat in their throat and kicked them out because it would have been creepy and inappropriate for like, boys and girls, let's get around for a story. And 4 40-year-olds run to the front because that's what they do. They get in front of the kids to see the Disney people and like, you're an adult, stand in the back. Like, no, I waited all year to see. It's not that. They're not real.
Well, did you guys see the couple that tried to get engaged in front of the, in Paris, at the Disney World in Paris?
No,
of course. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah. That was, you know.
They suck. I didn't really
feel bad for them, to be honest.
No, because they're Disney adults. So you don't feel bad for those people because you know what kind of people they are.
Why do they get a break? Like, grown men that collect toys catch hell. Nobody says, or action figures, no one says like, oh, hey, your Star Wars collection's cool, bro. Congratulations. They say like, wow, this guy, what is he wasting his money on? Like, grow up. Do you have a girlfriend? Like, they attack the collector. But this is cool. You know, and guys who dress up in like anime and cosplay, there's a certain age limit where it's not cool anymore. It's like 16 or 17. After that, you're now a diddler.
Oh, God.
Like 25-year-old guy dressed as Obi-Wan walking around cosplay, he's being watched. He's going on a list.
Yeah, seeing a grown man, like I, you know, like Comic-Con every year in New York, seeing a grown man in a Batman suit never gets any easier.
Never gets any easier. I truly love Comic-Con in New York because, you know, I take the train in every day from Penn Station. And so if you're waiting, when you're standing there waiting during Comic-Con, you're waiting for your train and everyone's coming through. And, you know, you got the Mario Brothers, you've got, you know, anime characters, you've got the Joker, you know, you've got all these people. And you're like, is it Halloween? Did I miss something here? No, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's just great. Because it's like all adults just dressed up as like the Hulk.
I gotta say, usually not the most attractive people. You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, I'm going to say something really disgusting that I saw this year at Comic-Con. No, it's really disgusting. I saw a woman dressed as, I think, I don't watch this, but I think it's like, is what the green one, that like Poison Ivy, is that what it is?
Poison Ivy, yes.
Okay, I don't watch, I don't. Okay,
or yeah. She might have been.
Once played by Uma Thurman, okay. Just so you know, that's who usually plays Ivy.
So this woman was no Uma Thurman, okay. Let's put it this way. So she was wearing like the little bodysuit with like, isn't it like tight, like mesh?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, whatever, like.
Yeah, she's like.
So
fishnet
she
stocking.
Did not shave. She had a bush coming out of her leotard walking down the street. And I am on my way to brunch and I'm walking around outside and I looked at Cam.
She ruined
no
your meal.
No longer in the mood for
mimosas.
And
I said, are you kidding me? And I said it out loud. She probably heard me, but I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm not.
I mean, she is a plant.
I'm not here to shame. I'm not here to shame anyone's, you know, grooming choices. If you prefer the natural look, that is fine. You do you.
But don't let it escape.
If you're trying to do a costume of this character, I can't help but notice that she doesn't generally have a massive, sprawling bush.
It was her take on Poison Ivy.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to get that on you. I mean, just.
And I remember I did like a double take. I did a triple take. I'm like, yeah, I could not possibly be seeing pubes spilling out of this woman.
Not something you want to see before brunch.
But alas,
I sure
was.
That you want to see that from.
But it's like, when like kids go, it's just, it's not up to me.
Yeah, that's not her.
I am very non-judgmental of other people's decisions in terms of like, you do you. Like, I'm going to do me. You can do you. But I was startled. I was
that would
aghast.
Have ruined my day. That would have ruined
I
my
was,
day.
I didn't know what you were going to say, but I didn't expect that.
No, and I didn't either when I saw it. I don't know what she allowed in.
Shocking.
I don't know. Were they like, ma'am, you're Bush?
I'm Ivy. Hello. Like,
but how do you bring that up either? The security, how do you bring that up?
Character,
ma'am,
but you're
I can't
it too
help
far.
But notice.
How do you stop somebody
that? You have a massive, sprawling bush just blowing around in the wind.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Just blowing in the wind like a
it's escaping
field,
from the sides.
You know,
that's a lot.
Oh my God.
Like that's a lot.
Like the wheat in the field. Just
that's a lot. Like,
I mean,
that would be something to be proud of in the right society.
I think they probably just waver on and say, you go right ahead.
Do you leave your hotel? Like, this is fine.
Oh, she probably was feeling herself too. She was
she probably was.
On my way here, this woman did a double take at my outfit. That's how good it is. That's probably what she thought.
And she's probably the first one to be like, oh, look at that Chewbacca. He's not movie quality.
Yeah.
And someone thought she was Chewbacca because her hair was sticking out of her.
Yeah. I'm not talking stubble. I'm not talking missed a spot. I'm talking made no attempt.
Are you cousin it wearing?
Like, it was unbelievable.
It.
The crotch beard that I saw.
Crotch beard. I'm going to shave now.
Oh my gosh.
I am shaving.
Beard.
I am
the
shaving now.
The crotch beard on this woman. I was
nary a time. Do you ever want to have crotch beard?
Oh, I was like, this is unbelievable.
Even in the 70s, they still tucked. Everyone tucked.
Yeah, she's outside walking on the street with her crotch beard flapping in the wind.
She's trying to start a movement.
Or she needed lawn care service. I mean, something, just a little trim.
Ivy's
out of control.
In New York, it's hard to find, like, you know,
it's hard
see
to be shocked
things.
Like
right,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
a blind guy would see that.
Right, yeah. Like, I was walking Carl yesterday, like, and I'm around the neighborhood, like, around dusk.
Mm-hmm.
I saw two people, like, shoot up, and I didn't even really actually blink an eye.
No.
I was like,
oh, this morning.
Well, it was at dusk.
Yeah, you see people shooting up. It's like,
it's
hey.
A good word, by the way.
Was,
not enough people use dusk anymore.
Around
dusk. I was about to get on the subway this morning, and I was walking down to the platform, and there was a man going to the bathroom. Into a McDonald's cup. Oh, the second, number two.
Number
yeah,
poo.
I think
number
just
poo.
Peeing a cup is hard to spot.
And so I said, oh, don't go down that thing. And then there was another lady that was about to walk down there. And I said, don't go to the other staircase.
Yeah, you get knocked first. I mean, he's like, knock like, first before you like, come
but
in
that
the subway.
Is less shocking than the crotch beard.
Right. It was it's Thursday.
I would rather sit next to the guy in the cup than have to sit across from crotch beard. Because
at least he was doing it in a cup.
You can turn your head you know, and just like pretend it's not happening. But you can't get it. Once you make eye contact, the gravitational pull
the subway
of the crotch beard.
Because there's no way she was not leaving a trail of pubes behind.
She knew.
Like,
she
knew. Like, she was going to lose some pubes.
Yeah, she was leaving a DNA
there
trail.
There were so many pubes that I was like, there's no way
with
they're
the
all making this
too.
Home.
With
that's what I mean. I was like, this is not something I support.
Oh, gosh, you know.
I think it's okay to be judgmental in that instance.
What can you say to that individual?
Right, you can't.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Your crotch
bush
is
hanging
showing.
Out.
You can't.
No, yeah. I think, like I said, I think they just waver on and they say, enjoy
because
the show.
In a similar situation, when I was in Deep South, we had film study every week with a old legend, and he was the assassin. And he would basically tell you how shitty of a wrestler you were when he'd watch the film back. And he always had on, like, it was like every Saturday. When you get to a certain age, there's a certain generation, they always wear the same thing. Like, it's like their weekend sweats. Mm-hmm. Like, he always wore his sweats. And as he was talking about the pageantry and the passion of being professional, and one of our Ray Gordy, he had wrestled as a hillbilly, but he had new boots on, like new instead of dirty boots. And he was being yelled at him because what hillbilly would have clean boots? And I was like, and while he was talking about this, his ball was hanging out of his sweats.
Oh, what?
Just one ball. I don't even know how you separate them. Oh, and it was just swinging. And I was like, I looked down and looked up, you know, and I couldn't look at the TV without seeing it because it was just there.
Right.
And then my buddy, Sonny Siaki, kept elbowing me. And I was like, don't, please don't, please don't. And then he said to me, is something funny? Something going on? Is there a reason why you're not watching the screen? What's on the wall? And
you didn't say anything?
I couldn't say anything. But the whole time, like, everyone was like, and then I just was like,
he didn't notice?
No. Or he did. And he did the Sharon Stone thing where he just wanted to see if anyone was like, hey, nice ball. But that moment is still not as bad as Ivy
walking down the street,
escaping Bush.
Escaping.
I was like, I can't. I got nothing to say.
And you never need to go to Comic-Con again because you've literally seen it all. You paid your bill.
You saw enough.
Yeah. I mean,
it was less believable to me than any of the stuff that actually happens in those movies.
Yeah. And like I bet she criticized people's outfits.
People who fly. I buy that more than the fact that this woman actually.
Yeah.
And like she wasn't like, again, like this was like a very well curated outfit. Like she had the whole thing going on.
Money, yeah.
Yeah. Like it was. This wasn't like, again, you see like a homeless person with their naked. They're like, oh, they're on drugs. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, it's sad, whatever. But it makes sense. Logically, you can understand.
Was she in a group?
Yes.
The hell? She has no friends.
Those friends.
Yes. Were they women?
No.
No, it was like guys.
Okay.
And then maybe one that I like couldn't kind of tell, but like, maybe they, but like, I remember like she was with like a Batman and like some, like it was like a group.
Because guys won't say anything. Guys don't say anything.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Feel like that's bad friends.
At some point, I just wanted to say, good sir, I would love to finish watching the film, but your ball is hanging out.
And I'm too distracted.
It's looking at me, sir. Could you please? Everywhere I turned, it was just there, you know. And then, all I hear at the Sunny Sea, all I hear is a click. He took a picture of it with his snapshot, and it became the thing he sent me every time. He was like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" And I was like, "Stop sending me the ball." But
oh God.
I still think somebody could have said, like, pulled him aside, like, hey, man.
Yeah.
You know, gravity.
Sometimes when you wear those sweatpants.
Yeah, the gravity.
Exactly. Or like, hey, Poison Ivy.
You could buy him a new pair of sweats. Right. Like, hey, the boys got together and we brought you a new pair of sweats.
Maybe forego the fishnet stockings, Poison Ivy, this time.
But you can't get her, if she had a TV quality.
That's what I mean.
Maybe wear a skirt with
you
that.
You can't offer her.
Not just the bodysuit.
No, dude. She was strutting down the shoe with
Ivy
feeling
pants.
Herself.
I have Ivy pants for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Green leather pants.
Yeah. Oh, but Ivy doesn't wear that. Oh, no, it's fine. You should
but
just cover
it would
up.
Still escape. It would be like coming out of her zipper.
Well,
I mean,
the way
that
Kat has described it was, you know.
That was massive.
It was.
That's a point of pride in some cultures.
Yeah, maybe she was truly proud.
I would use the word unruly.
Yeah.
To describe it.
It was out of control.
Unruly.
Yeah, there's no way to say, hey, I love the outfit, but...
It's not just that she didn't shave. I think that she never has.
Yeah.
I think what happened was...
Well, why do it now?
It was a tight suit.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it sits, you know, it's like a little afro. You know what I'm saying? It's like puffy. Sometimes it's puffy. And so when it gets flattened, it's like straightener, you know? And
I'm glad we've gotten to the bottom of this.
And it just kind of spreads out. You know, it just
spreads out.
But like,
I see what you mean.
She couldn't feel it in like her creases when she was walking.
Guys, like, I truly believe she was proud. She was proud.
I'll show them.
Yeah.
Maybe like, there was an Ivy Bush contest. We don't know.
We don't know.
We know who won.
We know the winner. Winner.
Oh yeah. I mean, no, totally. That was. There's gonna be no contest. Oh yeah.
Entry of one.
Hey, maybe she was on a date with one of the guys. He showed up in the Batman costume, and she was like, "How do I get out of this date? I know what to do. I'll stick my pubes out of my costume. That'll run him off." And she didn't know how desperate Batman really was.
I actually, that day I was so astounded. I spent a little bit of time like looking on Instagram with like Comic-Con hashtags.
Trying to find her.
Yeah. But I couldn't find her.
That's a lifetime thing.
Because it must be out there somewhere.
She's healthy. You know, because you can always tell when you look at somebody's hair, if it's long and thick and flowing, it usually means they're in good health.
She was proud. So what did you guys learn today?
I learned that I thought I've seen some things in this world, but I ain't got on Kat. Brett Baer, if she is not on the All-Star panel, after what she's seen.
Everything that she's been through. I mean, seriously. She sat on a subway. Right.
And had to stare at Bush Ivy. I mean, that's.
Seriously.
And invented a word today. Crotch beard. Hashtag crotch beard.
Love it.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I learned
as a wrestler, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
Right.
If you were wrestling and someone bruh, your bush is hanging.
Well, see, that would be a good friend, though. That would be a good friend to tell you.
Because if you didn't tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned that, you know, there's only one way to get Kat Timpf to be speechless.
It's not easy.
That's an unruly bush.
Yeah, out in public.
And I'm assuming this will be in your
again,
book.
Again, the juxtaposition of the amount of effort put into this outfit and like the full makeup, like the regalia.
Oh, full and then regalia.
The follow through wasn't there.
Unruly crotch beard combo with that. I was bewildered, and I still am.
The title of your book keeps expanding. Yeah. It's like life, it's so jokes, shipwrecks, and beard crotches.
Crotch beard.
The Timpf story. Like, I think it just keeps expanding, and I don't think crotch beard has ever been said.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't.
There was no better way to describe it.
It was truly perfect.
I don't think it's ever been said. So we made history today.
Absolutely. We always do.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? I hate it, but I got to give Devin some credit here. If it wasn't for her lame ass story about Disney adults that she researched,
we would never have known about it. It was years ago. I haven't thought about it in a while, but it just flashed back into my memory.
I get one good story every once in a while. Yeah. I failed miserably the last time I brought a story.
I think the name of this podcast this week is Bush League. I think that's just Bush League. So, yeah. All right. Well, for more podcasts like this,
exactly like this. Dana Perino talks about similar topics.
You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com.
If they ever let us record again, this may be our farewell episode.
Yeah. I'm Tyrus.
Catherine C.
Timpf. Shipwrecks and beard crotches. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.